Corey, you have been doing this for a little while, and of course, you got a huge following in the area. I remember my first job at this radio station, I'd say about 10, 12 years ago, I did a night show, and we did a request hour. And it was like 3 out of 4 of the requests would be for your song 21.
Yeah.
Or Every Dog Has His Day. And so I end up playing those songs so much, man. And I've never gotten a chance to talk to you. So it's good to talk to you. How are things in Jefferson?
Summer's been good. It's always a little bit slower. It's good because I am home a little bit more, but the rhythm is just kind of messed up. It's nice I've been able to be home, get to spend some time with the family, you know, but I'm also looking forward to the fall and really just kind of getting cranked back up, because musically it's a lot easier to be in that kind of rhythm where we're doing it every weekend.
Definitely. And speaking of fall, we know that you're a big football fan. Are you excited for UGA and Falcons football?
I am so pumped up. I'm actually lucky this year because I get to go to the opener against App State,
yes,
which I normally miss. And as fate would have it, I'm playing in Chicago the night before the game in South Bend. So
we saw that.
To go down. I'm going to see the Falcons on Sunday.
We saw that you were playing in Chicago that weekend of the game. Now, you didn't plan that? That just kind of happened by chance?
No, I totally planned that.
Okay.
I've had my eye on that game for a long time. We play Chicago a couple of times a year. So last year when I was up there, I was like, hey, by the way, there's this date, and I want this date at all possible. Let me have this date, please.
Yes.
Abby and I are both going up for that weekend as well. I already have tickets for the Notre Dame game. And if you haven't looked, Corey, the tickets are going for like $800 a piece.
Right.
I talked to a guy last week that said he paid over $2,000 for two.
$2,100
for two. Yeah.
God. Oh. I got super lucky. I took my wife to the casino for her birthday last month, and I won like $1,300 on a slot machine.
Wow.
So I'm like, well, there we go. There's my Notre Dame tickets.
Bam. That's perfect.
And Abby's still waiting. She's thinking that like she's going to get a friend connection to come through.
I'm trying to snag a student ticket so I don't have to pay as much.
Even though you're not a student.
I'm just really excited. I can't believe how many people from here are making the trip up there. It's kind of a once-in-a-lifetime deal.
What do you think of the team this year? What are your expectations?
Well, I think we got a ton of talent. And, you know, last year was disappointing. You know, I was at a few of those games that we lost in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's very much a rebuilding year. You know, from everything I've been hearing, a lot of talent, you know, probably a much more mature group. So
yeah.
I'm always really optimistic, but I don't let it ruin my week as much as I used to when I was younger. It would destroy my week. So now I take it all in stride, and you know, it's just a fun game. It's one of my favorite times of the year. Probably my favorite time of year is when college football gets started back up. I watch a lot of games on TV because I'll be on the road,
mm-hmm.
and I'll have to try to find somewhere, you know, quiet. You know, a lot of times I end up just having to stream it on my phone.
Yeah.
Sometimes the buses don't have the whatever channel the game's on. So it's a big part of my Saturday, whether I'm in Athens or somewhere else.
I'll tell you a quick story about ruining your week. I remember back in 2000, Georgia started the year ranked in the top 10. And,
you know,
Quincy Carter was the quarterback, and he was a Heisman contender. And we were just all excited about the season. It was going to be a breakthrough year for Jim Donnan. And Quincy threw 5 interceptions in the season opener, and we lost to South Carolina, who had gone winless.
I remember that very well.
The year before.
Athens at the
time. Oh my God.
Jeez.
I didn't get out of bed for 3 days.
That's justified.
My wife was like, are you okay? Like, really?
Yeah, I remember that one really well. The Tennessee game last year, that's going to be one that's going to scar me for a while. We were out in California, and my wife and kids flew out to meet me. I was on a long, like a 6-week run,
mm-hmm.
and hadn't seen them in a while. They got to Sacramento, and the Georgia-Tennessee game was on, so we ran to the hotel so we could watch the second half of the game, and we get to the end, and when we scored the touchdown to go ahead, I jumped up, and I turned the table over, the little coffee table in front of where we were sitting, and we're just like, oh my goodness, and I'm, you know, looking at my kids like, you're going to remember this forever. This is just such a great win for us. We needed this win, and then it just, that fast, unfortunately, you're going to remember this too, but you're going to remember a whole different reason that I was hoping.
Seriously, there's a picture of me with 13 seconds left and with 4 seconds left, and they're very different pictures.
You know, that's why I love the game. It's just, you never know.
That's right.
It's definitely better when we come out on top on those kind of things,
yeah.
But, you know, just a great game.
Abby, you were stalking Corey's Instagram.
I found a beautiful Bloody Mary. Is that your favorite cocktail? Because it looked amazing, and you're going to have to tell us how you make those?
Well, what I do is my wife makes them. And but she found that recipe, and yeah, that's a good way to start the Sunday.
Is that your go-to cocktail? Because it is mine. I mean, there's no shame.
In the morning time, you know, there's only so it's only so often that I can get away with having a cocktail in the morning time. But you know, that one was a good situation, I guess.
And when you're poolside, it works out well. I also saw that you got to play with Hootie himself, Mr. Darius Rucker. How was that?
Oh, he's great. I've known Darius for a long time. We first met down at a Masters event we did down in Augusta. My production manager, Donnie, worked with Hootie like way back in the day, like back when they were touring all over the world. So there was a connection there. My agent actually was Hootie's first agent.
Wow.
So just, and we had the same publicist at the time. So we met there, you know, played a show together. And then a few years later, they did a tour, and we went out and did a big section of the tour with him. It was just really cool. He's just an awesome guy.
Even though he's a Gamecock fan.
Even though he's a Gamecock fan, you know, it takes all types. You know, I've learned I play in Gainesville, Florida. I play in Baton Rouge. I play in Tuscaloosa. I play in Auburn. I play in Knoxville. You know, the two nights after I play Athens, I go play in Knoxville. And I've just learned everybody loves their school. Everybody loves their team. That's what you're supposed to do. And if they didn't, and if those rivalries weren't what they were, just it wouldn't be as fun, you know?
True.
So it's nice. You know, I've lost some money to Darius a few times on that. Georgia South Carolina games. But he's a really down-to-earth guy. And I've finally gotten to the point where I'm not starstruck around him, you know?
I would be.
I was that first night of the tour when I was sitting on his bus. We're talking about football or whatever. I was just like a blithering idiot. I was the same way around Alan Jackson when I met Alan Jackson.
Wow, that
like
would have been.
Doofus. You know, Alan Jackson was like, so, you're from Georgia? So normally when I tell people I'm from Georgia, if I say Jefferson, most people don't know where Jefferson is.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm like, well, you know, I live about an hour from Atlanta, you know, kind of close to Athens. He's like, what town are you from, son? Yeah, you're from Georgia. Jefferson. Yeah, okay, I know where Jefferson is.
You even sounded like Alan when you said
yeah,
that.
You did.
You've played the Georgia Theater a million times. Where does it rank on your list of venues? Like, is it one of your favorite places to play? I would assume, just from growing up and living around here.
It's the most special place to me. It's not always my best show because I get a little bit more nervous. There's just a lot going on.
Yeah.
So many friends and family. It's just I want to make sure everybody's taken care of. I hope, you know, everybody's having fun, you know. Is my dad okay? Is he here yet? Is he up in the balcony? Do they open? You know, like, I'm worried about stuff like that. So, and I worry about what I say just a little bit more. If I'm singing a song, like, it might be about somebody that's in the audience, you know, and I don't want to hurt the feelings or anything, you know.
Wow,
so
I never thought of that.
I'm a lot more careful about the kind of stuff I say.
Yeah.
So it's not always necessarily my favorite shows because it is a little more stressful.
Mm-hmm.
But it's my home venue. It's where I started. The night that I knew I was going to have a music career was, you know, the first time I played at the Georgia Theater.
Wow.
And it sold out with,
so cool.
With Zach Brown and Brantley opening up. I went next week and resigned from my teaching position.
That's awesome. Are you ever going back to teaching, you think, or probably not?
I'd like to think at some point I'll go back to teaching something. But I don't know. I've got too much to learn right now to worry about teaching. I'm learning how to make a record right now still after all these years.
Your most recent album was a couple of years ago. What do we got next?
We went out west on this 6-week run last year, and it's the longest I'd ever been going at one stretch, and it kind of stunk because I missed like pretty much all my kids' football games, my other kids', you know, soccer games, and it was hard to be away from home for that long. But at the same time, it did give me a chance just to play guitar all day, which is kind of what I, you know, wanted to do when I was when I was growing up. Like, man, I wish I could just play guitar all day, and that's what I did. I just played guitar and wrote a whole bunch of songs. It was my way of coping with being gone. I had the concept for the album. The title is The Great Wide Underground. Came back in November and was really excited. Went to the studio. Told my management, I'm going to get this record done. I think I'll have it out by March. So let's go ahead and call the tour The Great Wide Underground Tour.
Yeah.
What the tour's called. And it's August, and I'm still, like, I'm literally in my office behind the computer right now. That's what I've been working on ever since November.
Wow.
Still not ready.
I'm sure there's a little bit of perfectionism, though, you know, when you're an artist and you want to make sure it sounds exactly the way you want it to sound.
Yeah, and I think it's why most artists don't necessarily do their own records or produce their own records, because it is, I'm so close to it. But the earlier records you know, my first three records I put out when I was still teaching school, and mm-hmm. I produced all those records, and I had no idea what I was doing. You know? So, you know, it's what I've been working on my whole career is, yeah. is, you know, I write all the words to the songs. Nobody knows the songs. Nobody cares about the songs as much as I do.